Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
You're listening to Farming News with the Irish Farmers Journal.
Hello everyone and welcome back to this week's Irish Farmers Journal podcast. This week we're joined by beef editor Adam Woods to discuss beef prices, farm sustainability specialist Siobhan Walsh on fertiliser and market specialist Fail Moneal on record-breaking Irish food exports and Ireland's PGI for grass-fed beef. Adam, we'll start with you first. Cattle supplies are set to remain tight for the first part of this year and beef prices for bullocks and heifers are moving at 425 to 445 a kilo. Beef price seems to be going in the right direction, but is there a sting in the tail with a rise in the cost of fertiliser, feed and other inputs?
Yeah, I mean, it's been a really positive start, I suppose, especially for cows for the first 2 weeks of 2022. We've seen cow prices up 5-10 cents and a real strong appetite for prime cattle as well. And I guess we've really seen that come out in March over the last week or so. Factory agents, you know, given the equivalent of maybe 430, 440 for cows in the mart in terms of beef price. So definitely farmers are getting very good value in the mart at the moment. There seems to be a big appetite there for cows. And yeah, cattle supplies are tight. And I guess it's all about supply and demand in the beef world. Finished cattle supplies, you know, winter finishing, it hasn't looked good for the last 5 or 6 years. But I guess in all of that, in positivity, yeah, the sting in the tail is input prices. And we've seen costs like meal, fertilizer and diesel, huge increases for 2022. And look, we've done some figures this week looking at that winter finishing budget that we would have looked at in the paper a couple of months ago for that October purchase of a steer going into the shed to be finished on 7 kilos of meal. The meal price, the result of the meal price going up has added 20-25 cents onto the break-even price of that winter finisher. And also fertilisers. We're all talking about fertiliser and the price it's going to be on that Tri farm that we have, the demonstration farm, the dairy calf beef demonstration farm in Cashel. If we look at that farm in terms of killing 140 cattle a year, we're killing about 40,000 kilos of carcass. Fertilizer costs on that farm for 2022 will go up somewhere between 10 and 15,000. And that will also add 25 cent a kilo onto the cost of producing a kilo of beef on that farm in 2022. So it's a huge lift in cost. So I guess farmers are getting on well at the moment as regards beef and as regards beef cattle, but that's going straight out the gate in terms of input costs. So it's real concern for finishers.
Thanks for that, Adam. And you can read more about that story in this week's Irish Farmers Journal and online over the next couple of weeks because it's not going away. Next, we're joined by Fail O'Neill, market specialist. Fail, Irish food and drink exports broke records last year. Can you give us an overview of what Bord B is saying in its performance and prospects report for 2021?
Yes, Amy, Adam was talking there about strong, good beef prices at the minute. This is reflected actually in the figures for the year just ended there. Beef exports were up to 2.1 billion. That's a 9% increase, despite the volume of product actually being down slightly on the year. So that was good news. Dairy's the big category. As always, for the third year in a row, exports exceeded 5 billion euro. And the headline figures there, I suppose, were cheese exports hit 1 billion euro for the first time, just over 1 billion euro, which is a 15% increase. Butter came in at just a fraction under a billion at 997 million. Those are the big headline figures. Both those categories done well. In terms of picking out a star performer, Amy, I would be looking at the sheep meat sector, where the value of exports there, 420 million, they were up 15%. And that's again, that's despite a substantial fall in the volume of product exported. It was down 9% actually. So on less volume exported, there was a 15% rise in value. So and again, it was a record year for sheep production. That probably is the height of the good news. Maybe an honourable mention for mushrooms there, smaller sector, but very important, particularly in the northeast. The value there was 151 million, which is a 31% increase. So that was the good news story. It wasn't quite so good. Now it was a more difficult picture for the pig meat sector and indeed the poultry meat sector. If we're looking at the pig meat, for example, there, the volume of product produced was up 3% in 2021, but the value of that was down 3% to 542 million. And a big part of the fall in value there is the falling value of pig prices, particularly in the second half of the year into the last quarter. And it's a particularly tough time for pig producers at the minute. That's well recognised out there. And that's borne out to some extent in the figures for 2021, although, as I say, it was very much in the tail end of the year when they took the big hit. Similarly, on the poultry sector, again, they had a couple of fairly big setbacks in 2021. Sales to the UK were well down, down to 74 million, which reflects the fact that a lot of Irish poultry meat that is exported to the UK sold in the food service sector. The COVID disruption there has caused us problems, and that has been unavoidable, I suppose, something they'll be hoping to get over next year. But overall, the sales value was down 15% to 128 million. And the other one they lost in South Africa would have been a very significant market for Irish poultry exports. That closed in 2021, again, because of avian flu. And there was avian flu issues in the latter part of the year as well. So all in all, tough year on the pig meat and the poultry meat sector. Otherwise, very positive picture.
Okay, and you can read more on that in this week's journal. Phelim, you're also writing this week about Ireland's grass-fed PGI for beef. What's the update on that? It sounds like there could be a delay to it.
It's looking that way, Amy. I suppose this is something that was applied for last year, November 2020, after much debate internally and much discussion between the farm orgs and the Board B and the government. A decision was made to go for a PGI on grass-fed beef. PGI, product geographic indication, it's an EU standard, and it's something that is, if you like, a recognised brand across the European Union and increasingly on a global basis. So this is seen as the opportunity to brand Irish beef. There's always been an interest from the north on this in terms of Northern Ireland. The beef industry, both at farmer and processor level, wanted to be part of this. And they, at the outset, wanted to be part of the original application. But it was decided to go ahead with it with a view to bring in the Northern Ireland in subsequently whenever it was secured. It has gone out to consultation at the minute. And this is the point. It has been accepted in Brussels by the European Union Commission, but it has now gone out to consultation to see if there's any objections or any issues about it anywhere. And this is where Northern Ireland joins the debate, if you like. And the process for joining that is through an opposition procedure. Now, that on the face of it looks like they're going to oppose it. It's not that, and they would be keen to make it very clear, as Ian Stevenson told the Farmers Journal this week, who's chief executive of the LMC, that this really is their participation in the consultation process. And the fact that they're coming into it now and their grass-fed status has to be finalised is likely to mean that instead of it being approved, if you like, in the first quarter of 2022, his indications to the Farmers Journal were that, look, this with a fair win could be concluded in 2022. So at best, it looks there like getting that PGA that is a number of months away, and indeed it could take most of this year to get there. Whenever it is brought to that point, the intention is and the ambition is that it will be applicable on an island of Ireland basis, which is worth remembering and useful, because last year there was 72,000 odd cattle went from south to north for processing there, so there is a huge degree of integration on the island, and there is a certain logic and a good logic actually that would apply both sides of the border.
The Irish Farmers Journal has now reached our highest ever readership with 321,000 weekly print readers. Thank you for your support.
Thanks, Phelim. Finally, this week, we're joined by Siobhan Walsh, Farm Sustainability Specialist. Siobhan, you're reporting this week that urea stocks are tight, and this comes as key reduction targets in the form of fertiliser lie ahead. Tell us more about what this means for farmers.
Yeah, I suppose, Amy, look, we all know that fertiliser stocks are under pressure, and we've heard about the gas prices, there's transport issues in the market as well. Production, I suppose, was cut back in October, November, December, when traditionally, I suppose, companies would have been making fertilizer to have for the season ahead. So there's a deficit there that needs to be made up in fertilizer markets. So stocks are under pressure, and farmers have been advised to to order well ahead and to if they can, and price is also up as well, so that's a problem. But I suppose one thing that in regards to policy, we have policy there that's trying to push for lower fertilizer use first of all, but also policy that's going to have they want to the Department of Agriculture aims to have 100% of protected urea or of urea sold as protected urea by the end of 2023. So at the minute it's hard to get urea, and I suppose it's when urea comes into the country, it can be, you know, manufacturers will treat it, but I suppose some merchants are wary to order it because they're not sure that farmers are willing to pay that extra price. You know, they could pay as much as €65 over the price of urea. Fertilizer is already dear, so are they going to pay that extra amount of money? So I suppose there's lots of things that are, you know, affecting this target that the department has set out. So like last season, protected urea, like at the start of last year, protected urea was, you know, hard to get. Our urea was hard to get, and protected urea sales went up 2.8% in 2021. So they went up to 50,442 ton. In the same year, there was 88,708 tons sold as urea. So there's a long way to go if by the end of 2023 we're to have 100% sold as protected urea. There's a lot of work to be done, and I suppose there needs to be work done within the industry to ensure that these targets are met. You know, Chagas are pushing protected urea all of the time, but I suppose one message that's kind of getting lost, and it was in our paper last week, you know, urea is good value for money. Protected urea is good value for money. You can cut your rate when you use protected urea, and that's a key thing that farmers need to remember. You know, that protected urea, you're not losing the same amount of nitrogen as you would be if you were using normal urea, and so you can cut your rate.
I think there's plenty there and plenty more that is still to be written on that, Siobhan. This story isn't going away over the next couple of weeks. Thanks very much for coming on to the podcast. That's all for this week, folks. You can read about all the stories discussed here online and inside this week's Irish Farmers Journal in shops now.
We hope you enjoyed this Irish Farmers Journal podcast. You can find all our podcasts at farmersjournal.ie/podcast and on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.